service this morning. We appreciate that. Appreciate being here today. Just ask you to pray for us just a little bit. If you want to read with us this morning, we're going to read some out of the book of Haggai. Haggai. Second chapter of the book of Haggai. We'll start with the first verse, second chapter, in the book of Haggai. Said, in the seventh month, in the 1 20th day of the month, came the word of the Lord by the prophet Haggai, saying, speak now to Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Josedek, the high priest, and to the residue of the people, saying, who is left among you that saw this house in her first glory? And how do you see it now? Is it not in your eyes in comparison of it as nothing? Yet now be strong, O Zerubbabel, saith the Lord, and be strong, O Joshua, the son of Josedek, the high priest, and be strong, all ye people of the land, saith the Lord, and work, for I am with you, saith the Lord of hosts. According to the word that I covenanted with you when you came out of Egypt, so my spirit remaineth among you, fear ye not. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, yet once it is a little while, and I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea, and the dry land. And I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come, and I will fill this house with glory, saith the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, saith the Lord of hosts. The glory of this latter house shall be greater than of the former, saith the Lord of hosts, and in this place will I give peace, saith the Lord of hosts. In the 4 20th day of the 9th month, in the 2nd year of Darius, came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, ask now the priest concerning the law, saying, if one bear holy flesh in the skirt of his garment, and with his skirt do touch bread, or pottage, or wine, or oil, or any meat, shall it be holy? And the priest answered and said, no. Then said Haggai, if one that is unclean by a dead body touch any of these, shall it be unclean? And the priest answered and said, it shall be unclean. Then answered Haggai and said, so is this people, and so is this nation before me, saith the Lord, and so is every work of their hands, and that which they offer there is unclean. And now I pray you, consider from this day and upward, from before a stone was laid upon a stone in the temple of the Lord, since those days were when one came to an heap of 20 measures, there were but 10. When one came to the press vat for to draw out 50 vessels out of the press, there were but 20. I smote you with blasting and with mildew and with hail in all the labors of your hands. Yet ye turn not to me, saith the Lord. Consider now from this day and upward, from the 24th day of the ninth month, even from the day that the foundation of the Lord's temple was laid, consider it. Is the seed yet in the barn? Yea, as yet the vine and the fig tree and the pomegranate and the olive tree hath not brought forth, from this day will I bless you. And again the word of the Lord came unto Haggai in the 24th day of the month, saying, speak to Zerubbabel, governor of Judah, saying, I will shake the heavens and the earth, and I will overthrow the throne of kingdoms, and I will destroy the strength of the kingdoms of the heathen. And I will overthrow the chariots and those that ride in them, and the horses and their riders shall come down every one by the sword of his brother. In that day, saith the Lord of hosts, will I take thee, O Zerubbabel, my servant, the son of Shealtiel, saith the Lord, and will make thee as a signet, for I have chosen thee, saith the Lord of hosts. Now, maybe correct the reading. That's reading the second chapter of the book of Haggai. I know this morning that that's some pretty familiar scripture to most of you Bible readers, and that that's concerning that of the situation of the children of Israel. We know of that day. You can read in that of the first chapter. It's a fairly short chapter, and you'll get a little bit of a better understanding what the writer's talking about to the children of Israel, because they had left some things. Well, number one, because they had left the Lord. And he asked them, was it a time for them to sit in their houses and his house lie waste? That was the question that he asked in that day. And then he told them in that of the second chapter, he began to talk to them about the situation that they had been in, and he said, you've come to the place that when you went out to gather in much, he said, you just brought forth little. In other words, they wasn't as much there as should have been. He says, because I blasted it with mildew, and I blasted it with hail, and there were things that he had brought against the children of Israel because they had not returned unto him. Now I want to talk just a little bit, the Lord being our helper this morning, about returning unto God. Returning unto God. You can go back as far as you want to go in that of the scripture, brethren, and you'll find that God always wanted the children of Israel to return unto Him. It was not His good pleasure, and it was not His good will that they go out and serve other gods. One of the very first commandments that He gave unto His children was, "Thou shalt have no other gods before Me." None. Zero. Brethren, whether you believe that the Ten Commandments are in force or not, brethren, you'll find in the Word of God that there is no other God. None other. They were gods, brethren, that they recognized, but they were no other gods that could overcome the God of Israel. None. And folks, I'm going to tell you, there's not any today. No, there's not. You can search this world over. And brethren, they've got a name for just about everything. But brethren, God is being left out of the picture. Yes, He is. Very much so. Very much so. So we find in the Word of God that He come to the children of Israel, not just in the days of Haggai. Brethren, He done it all the way through. He tried His best to get His own people just to recognize and believe Him this morning. But they didn't believe Him. They wouldn't recognize Him. No, they wouldn't. Brethren, they carried out just, my friend, like there was nobody in this world, brethren, that they would give an account to. But there was one. But there is one. There's one today. You can talk to people and folks that you meet across this land, even today, and whether they go to church or not, brethren, most of them know exactly where they stand. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. I venture to say, and I'm not going to, but I venture to say, brethren, that if we asked every one of us that's here today, brethren, we'd know exactly where we stand between us and the Lord. There's nothing. There's nothing in this world, folks, that'll take the place of God Almighty. There's nothing. You say, "Preacher, I've heard about Jesus." You're going to have to do more than hear about Him. You don't have to act upon Him. You're going to have to, my friend, do something with this man called Jesus. You most certainly will. I know that we're living in a time when people, my friend, has picked them out ways of worship, and they picked them out ways of believing, and they went that way. But I want you to know that none of them ways will work. The Bible says, and it says it more than once, it says all a man's ways are clean in his own eyes. In his own eyes. All a man's ways are clean in his own eyes. Also says, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Brethren, you don't want death to find you without God today. No, you don't. No, you don't. Brethren, there's a way to get back to God. There is. There's been a way made to get back, me and
we are. Brethren, ain't God's will. The Bible says that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Yeah. All should come to repentance. Brethren, that puts us all in the same place today. Amen. Yes, it does. Haggai, my friend, was a prophet. He is God's prophet. Brethren, and he prophesied in a day, and he made mention, brethren, to the children of Israel, brethren, the situation of which they is living in, and that God wasn't pleased with it. You might think today, why, preacher, if y'all preachers would get off that bandwagon and brethren quit getting on to us, it's not. Brethren, that men of God, I mean real men of God, and my friend, it's not that we're getting on to you. Brethren, there is a way back to God today. You'll never be satisfied till you find it. No, you won't. Bible says that there's a man that had two sons. Brethren, and the younger. Now, it was a custom. It was a custom. That the elder, my friend, the elder or the oldest son would receive the blessings of God or the blessings of his father. It was handed down to the elder. Brethren, first, the Bible says that the younger come unto his father. He said, Father, distribute to me my goods. Give me what I've got coming unto me. And the Bible says that he gave unto both of them, that, my friend, of which he had for them. And the scripture says that the younger man took his living. He took his living and he went out, brethren, away from his father's house. The Bible says that he wasted his substance on riotous living. Brethren, he took that, in other words, that he had, and brethren, he exploited it with all his friends, and he run out, my friend.
Amen.
Didn't have none. The scripture says that he joined himself to a citizen of that country. Yes, sir. And the Bible said that he was feeding the swine. And he was hungry to the place that he would have eaten the husk. Brethren, but no man give unto him what the book said. Brethren, but it also says that he came to himself. Brethren, he realized. Brethren, where he was at. And he said, I know what I'll do. He said, I'll go back home and I'll be just one of the hired servants. Said the hired servants has got plenty. Yes, sir. Bible says that he took that journey toward home. Brethren, after a while, it don't say how long. Brethren, but after a while, the Bible says that he had a father that was looking for him. Yes, sir, he is looking for him. My friend, and the Bible said that when he got up there to his father and told the servant, he said, go. He said, and kill the fatted calf. And go and bring the robe. And bring some shoes. And bring the ring. He said, my son, which was lost, is now found. Thank God he got home today.
Amen.
There's a way back to the Father.
Amen.
There's a way back to God. God's always had a way for His people to get back to Him. Do you know that? Always. The teachings of God, brethren, will bring us right back to the Father. It makes no difference. These folks today, I can't help it. I'll just be honest with you. Brethren, you ain't really started living until you get home by God with the Father. People today, my friend, are treading on dangerous ground. Yes, they are. Shaky ground. Brethren, the Bible says it twice in that I read you this morning. Haggai prophesied and he said, you tell them. He said that I'm going to shake the heavens and the earth also. I'm going to shake it. Brethren, that God's got a way of getting your attention. Do you know that? You say, preacher, he's not got my attention. Brethren, I believe with all my heart, brethren, before you leave here, brethren, God's going to touch you. Brethren, He'll let you know that He is God, and besides Him, there's not another.
Amen.
Yes, sir. There's some things, my friend, that we need to lay aside. Brethren, and just lay hold of Jesus. Lay hold. You say, preacher, I'm not going to be an old Jesus freak. I got news for you. When God gets a hold of you and Jesus comes into your life, brethren, you won't care who knows that you love Jesus. No, you won't. Be the furthest thing from your mind. Most certainly will. Haggai told them just exactly what God gave him. Brethren, and he said, if you'll return unto me, it's about like that of Jacob. Brethren, when Jacob left his father's land, the Bible says that he went down to his mother's father's land to get him a wife. He went down there at the instructions of his father Isaac. For Isaac had told him, said, you go down to your mother's father's land. Said, don't you marry one of these women of the Canaanites. You go down there and get your wife. Bible said that he went down and he loved Rachel, I believe it was.
Listen to him.
The scripture says, my friend, that he worked 7 years. 7 years for Laban down there that he might receive Rachel.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. And brethren, at the end of the 7 years, Laban told him, he said, you gotta take Leah, which was Rachel's sister, older sister. He said, you gotta take Leah. He said, because she's the oldest, and it's not common that we give the younger before we give the older. Listen, brethren, and the scripture says, brethren, he said, you fulfill that 7 years, and he said, I'll give you Rachel also. So he received that, my friend, of which he went for. The Bible says that he given Leah. He fulfilled her week and he gave her Rachel also. Brethren, he received that of Rachel before he worked the 7 years for her. But he worked 7 more years. Listen. He went to his father-in-law Laban. He said, let me go. And let me go back to my father's land. Brethren, that's something about coming home to Jesus. There's something about that's something about man that belongs to Jesus.
Yeah.
It longs to be with Him. not. He said, let me go back to my father's family. Father's house. Laban told him, said, not so. He said, I've learned. He said, I've learned that God has blessed me because of you being here. Yes, sir. He's hard pressed out of Jacob to stay. And Jacob said, okay. He said, if I'm staying, he said, I want the spotted and speckled calf. And I thought a long time, my friend, they probably wouldn't do many out there. You know that? He said, you give me them grizzle and them brown sheep. They probably wouldn't do many of them out there. No, Laban agreed. He said, okay. He said, I'll give them to you. And I'm going to be honest with you this morning. That this works spiritually just like it does naturally. There's folks, my friend, that will not listen. Will not listen to the Spirit that is talking to them. That is pursuing them. Brother, that is, if you're having, that is shaking them. Just like he said, I'll shake the heavens and the earth. Have you ever been shook by God this morning? You might say, preacher, you don't have to shout to me. Brad, you know there's a lot of folks, my friend, they got their idea about how God's going to work with them. Yeah. They do. They got their idea, my friend, about how God works today. Listen to me. Your servant are no very little about God and His ways of doing. His ways are above ours. Are they not? Brethren, the Bible says that the Lord told Jacob, he said, Jacob, he said, you go down and get you an old poplar branch. He said, and I want you to carve rings in. He said, when them old healthy cattle come down to the watering trough, he said, put that stick in there. What he told him? He said, when them weak ones come, he said, you pull it out. Yes, sir. Preacher, what's all that for? Well, let's see. That's what God told him to do. Just carve some rings in that stick. And brethren, put it in and take it out. He done that. Yes, sir. You know what happened? Them cattle, my friend, started dropping spotted and ring striped calves. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, Lord.
Yes, sir. That wasn't too much out on the field, my friend, became plenty. Started dropping them old gray grizzle and brown sheep. Yes, sir. Brethren, he done exactly what God told him to. Brethren, and about 6 years later, he left. You know that? He went to Laban. He said, I'm going to my father's house. Brethren, he left, and that of Laban's sons, brethren, they got angry with Jacob. They said, Jacob said, you stole everything our father had. Huh? You stole everything our father had. My friend, and Jacob told him, he said, now I've done exactly what my friend Laban helped me to do. And he said, I took nothing wrong. And he didn't.
That's right.
Brethren, God blessed him. Bible says when he went down to that land, my friend, he went across Jordan with a staff in his hand. That's all he had. The scripture says when he come back, and he come back with two bands. He had two bands. Two groups of people. Yes, sir. Leah and all her children. And Rachel. Yes, sir. And all the handmaidens, the men servants, all the cattle, all the sheep. Yes, sir. Brethren, but I want you to realize he is going to meet somebody before he ever got to his father's land. And that man that he is going to meet was Esau. Was it not? Esau. Now, when he left, my friend, him and Esau, wasn't it? They wasn't on good terms. Esau's doing, not Jacob's. But Esau's doing. The Bible says, my friend, that he separated them in two bands because of that. And he told them one band just to sort of hold back and the other one to come on. And brethren, old Esau saw him out there, whether you'll have it or not this morning, brethren, you're going to have to face yourself. Yeah. Yes, you are. Brethren, and you'll have to overcome the outward man to receive the inward strength. Yes, you will. Yes, you will. I think sometimes people say, well, preacher, I'm okay. Brethren, most folks are okay until you give an invitation. When you start giving an invitation, my friend, whether you like it, whether you believe it or not, my friend, something starts turning.
Amen.
Something starts to working. Brother, old Jacob probably couldn't wait to get home, but he dreaded facing Esau. Yes, he did. He dreaded facing his brother Esau. The Bible says that Esau was out there, and when he saw that it was Jacob, that he come, he ran. He ran and fell upon him and kissed his neck. Ain't it good just to go home and things be well? Huh? Prodigal son, he didn't know how his father would be when he got back home. He didn't know what kind of attitude or what kind of judgment or what kind of instruction his father was going to have. The Bible says, my friend, his father done that. It surprised the prodigal son. Did you know that? It'll absolutely surprise you this morning what God can do for you. He can fill your cup, my friend, when there ain't nothing to fill it with. Did you know that? He can do it. Brethren, there's more to going to the house of God than just coming this morning. Yes, they are. Brethren, you get to the place that you get and become a participant in the service, brethren, you'll find out there's benefits. And they are. There's benefits. There's things, my friend, that God's got for his people. Yes, they are. They ain't all out there. They ain't all out yonder. But a lot of times he wants to bless us right here. Right today. Brethren, there's nothing no sweeter than coming home. Nothing. But brethren, when you come home, you want God to really bless you, you're going to have to come clean. You know that? Brethren, before Jacob went on his journey, you know where Jacob was headed before he went home? He is headed back to Beth. Most of you Bible readers know that's where he left from anyway. He had erected a pillar. Brethren, before he left, and he called it Bethel. He said, this is none other than the house of God, the gates of heaven. The gates of heaven. But brethren, before he got back, he took those two bands and he said, Are they any of you? Are there any of you that's got any strange gods?
Yes.
And if you got any strange gods with you, then you come and bring them over here to this old tree. Yes, sir. You know what? His own wife, Rachel, Brethren, has some gods of her father's that she had brought from home. And anyway, they got rid of them. Brethren, they cleaned up. Yes, sir, all that they could. And brethren, when they got back to Bethel, God blessed Jacob because of Jacob's covenant between him and God. He told him what he did. Did he not? Brethren, there's nothing no sweeter. I think this week the young people that came to our vacation Bible school, I believe they had a good time. I believe they learned some things this week. I've always said this. Brethren, there's some things that you'll get out of vacation Bible school that'll stick with you the rest of your life. It will. Whether or not you get saved or not, that's still between you and the Lord. But brethren, there's some things that get planted. I don't know about y'all, but if there's some things that needs to get planted in the hearts of people, my friend. And brethren, our young people really need some.
Amen.
Do they not?
Amen.
They need some guidance. They need some sense of direction. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. My friend, that the world's feeding them is a bunch of junk. I'm just telling you. It's wrong. It's against. It's against the Word of God. That's what makes it wrong. I ain't telling you just because I think it's wrong. Brethren, the Word of God won't back up some of the things that are being taught today. And some of the things that are, my friend, that they're making the teachers do today. My friend, they will not stand between them and God.
Pray for it.
It ain't that bad. It is that bad. It's that bad. Push. Push. You know something this morning? Brethren, they ain't nothing. There's not anything any better than returning home. Just returning home. You ask somebody that's been gone for a while, or you ask some of men or some women, my friend, that's been away from home for a while. Some of them may have been in the service and they've been gone for 2 or 3 years. Brethren, you know what they long for? They long to go home. They long to go home. There's a longing. Brethren, just to go home. There's something, my friend, this morning that is very good because God has a way back to him.
Yes, he does. He's made a way.
He's made a way, my friend, that you say, preacher, I don't fit in right now. Brethren, that don't mean you can't fit.
Right.
Brethren, there's something about this. Brethren, that God's done for us. He done it for the whole world today.
Amen.
He'll wash your sin away. Yes, he will. He'll wash your sin away. You know what I found? Going down this way, I've never found a person, my friend, that was sorry that they got saved. Never have. Not found the first. Preacher, you believe in the Lord. Yes, I do. You know what? He's never done me wrong. He won't ever do you wrong. No, he won't. If there's not anything in this world that you can Yes, he will. He'll do something for you that you cannot do for yourself. You can't save yourself. You can't live good enough. Brethren, you can't, as is already said this morning, you can't just mark off everything. That it's done. It's done. Brethren, when God gets a hold of that heart, there's a reason for it. You know that? The real reason for it, my friend, is that he wants you to come unto him. He's wooing you, if you'll have it, through that of the Holy Spirit of God. Preacher, how do you know it works? I know it works. You ever been somewhere and you just didn't know altogether what to do at that particular point? Just didn't know what would work. What will happen? What will work in this situation? Brethren, if you've ever been there and I've mentioned, you know the Lord, you just call on him. And I guarantee you, he'll give you something that works. Yes, it will. It'll work. Preacher, I, Haggai wouldn't the Lord, but he was the Lord's man. He was the man of the day. In that day. And rather he lived among the people. And he knew without a doubt, my friend, where the people had been and what they was going through. Yes, he did. And the Lord began to talk to Haggai. He said, you tell them. You tell them. He said, is it a time for them to set in their sealed house? In my house, by the way. All in the world the Lord was trying to do was to get them to come unto him. Come unto him. There's nothing wrong, brethren, with God wooing you today. There's nothing wrong with the Spirit of God, my friend. You say, preacher, I'm afraid. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to pray. I got news for you. You ain't been in that place like you say. Most of the people sitting here, my friend, didn't know what to do. Most of the people sitting here didn't know how to pray. Rather, if you did, you just said a few words. But rather, it's that spirit, my friend, within you. Rather that you believe God, you give it all. It all, my friend, I'll guarantee you, he'll take care of the rest. Yes, he will. He'll take care of your heart. He'll take care of your soul. He'll take care of your life if you'll let him. If you'll let him. I helped in a funeral one day, and there's a preacher got up. This man had been saved, and he got saved in an old age. This preacher got up and he began to talk, and this man that had passed away, his name was Clem. They said, Clem, he said he saved his soul, but he said he didn't save his life. And I thought about that. I thought about that. The soul's most important. But how much more could he have spent his life for the Lord? How much more, brethren, could he have done for that of the Lord down through his life? Brethren, but he saved his soul. He saved his soul. People don't think about things sometimes. They just don't think. I've got news for you. Some of the best testimonies there is some of them, my friend, that was saved at an early age. And brethren, as they went through life, they trusted the Lord. Put their whole life in the Lord. Give all that they had unto the Lord. And brethren, God blessed them. God blessed them on their journey. He'll bless you. There's a promise That's a promise, my friend, that God will not forsake you and He will not leave you. He won't. He'll go with you all the way. He said, even until the end. He most certainly will. So there he is. We'll ask them to get a verse of a song. That's going to be the message this morning. There is a way back to God. There's a way for you. You might think this morning that you're not worthy to be saved. You might think this morning that you've done too much. You may think this morning that you've not done anything and you just don't think to be saved. You'll still have to be saved. Yes. But it depends on whether or not the Lord's dealt with your heart. If the Lord's dealt with your heart, I don't have to tell you. Ain't nobody sitting next to you got to tell you. But you know, without a doubt, if God's dealing with your heart, there's one thing that you need to do. You just need to give up and let Jesus take over your life. It'd be so much better. It would. It'd be so much joyous. You say, preacher? Now, I know a lot of people think, well, preacher, I get saved, I'll never have a problem. I can't guarantee that. There's not a person sitting in this room that can guarantee that to you. But I'll guarantee you this. If you do have a problem, He'll be there with you. He'll help you. Yes, He will. He'll help you. Brethren, He'll help you work things out that you won't even believe that He does.
Yeah.
You know why? Because we can't figure it out. We can't figure out how it works. It didn't work on pen and paper. God loves you this morning. I thought that this week if these young people here and they studied and then they ran and they had a good time and sang about. Rather than that, when Jesus comes into your life, it is so different. You can hardly explain the difference. But it's so different.
Yeah.
Because you will, without a doubt, surprise yourself. Because you don't realize just how much the Lord really loves you. He died for you. You probably heard that all your life. He died for our sins. The truth of it is, you're a sinner until you get saved by grace. You're a sinner. Preacher, I've not done anything. You'll become a sinner. Yes, you will. Not altogether what you've done. Not altogether what you've not done. Because the writer says it like this. He said, because of one man's disobedience, men were made sinners. You become a sinner. And when you become a sinner, you're in need of a Savior. While we stand, sing verse 1 song.